Hello, everybody, recording live from somewhere. This is the Fry Cook on Venus podcast. I'm your host, Scott Anderson. I am a dreamer, a storyteller, a Renaissance man, and I am a nice guy trying to not finish last. Thanks for checking out the show this week. If you'd like to support it, then there are a ton of ways that you can do so. First and first, mostly, you can head on over to the world famous iTunes store and leave a quick rating and or review. Each one helps immensely, and I thank you in advance. If you'd like the show to come to you free and automatically every single time it's uploaded, you can totally make that happen. Just make sure you subscribe to the show over in iTunes or with Google Play Music or whatever podcast player you're using. And finally, if you have friends in real life or on social media, then make sure you please tell a friend to tell a friend about the show. And if you get a second, make sure you go on over and hit that big old like button for us at thatcsaguy.podomatic.com. I felt a certain way last week when I was putting out the podcast because that episode was so Game of Thrones heavy. Now, it's not that I don't really appreciate that show, I think it's great. However, I'm sure there are a few people out there who have no idea what that show is, or maybe they just don't care about it at all. So if you're one of those people and you had an episode of this show that had nothing for you, I sincerely apologize. However, in this episode, this week, that will not be the case. It's part two of my conversation with Effie, and it has very little to do with Game of Thrones or TV and movies in general. It's like the complete opposite of last week. It's kind of crazy how fast we made that switch. It was a real fun one. I think this is one of my favorite episodes. It's just two kids sitting in a park vibing. Speaking of parks, I was talking to this guy on Instagram the other day who had taken a picture of a park, and he, in the caption, he was talking about how parks are criminally underrated as places to go chill. And I hit him up after I recorded this episode of the podcast, and I totally agreed with him. Parks are so dope. Honestly, if you're a grown person and you can get an empty swing set, it's rad. It's the raddest thing ever. If the swing set isn't empty, please don't go to it. In fact, if you're going to a park just as a grown person, please, don't, photographer or not. Try to bring your own kids. It's gonna be weird if you show up by yourself. I've just got a feeling. I think it may not go your way. Anyways, the moral is, go outside. It's June as I'm recording this, and the weather we've got here is beautiful, so hopefully it is where you are, and you can enjoy it. We've got a long enough episode here this week without my babbling at the top of it, so here's me and Effie vibing out in the park. I hope you enjoy it. Check it out, check it out. Swings or slide? Swings, right? Slides are overrated.
So hard to
honestly
say.
Ever since I've become, like, longer than a slide, slides are done.
I guess, because there are no bigger slides, right? Like, most of the ones that I see are always for, like, kids. So, perhaps swings.
But then water slide comes into play.
True.
And those are fascinating.
I'd still go with swings, though.
You'd still go with swings?
Yeah.
You ever jump off a swing at the top of the pendulum, I guess?
I think
look,
I
as grown once. People, I think we should go do this.
I think we should. It's right there.
I've definitely fallen. I was leaning back too hard once in a swing and, like, fully bashed my head in on some sand.
I feel like if you do it for long, though, like, I get, like, I don't know if it's dizzy or nauseous. Like, I get, like, yeah, I get nauseous.
I don't get dizzy. I just get bored.
Yeah?
There comes a point where it's, like, I'm just here
go
pumping my leg.
Super high.
No, cause you know what it is? You get to the point where it's, like, it's physically impossible for me to go over the bar.
Yeah.
I studied this. I know there's an equation that says I can't do it. Eventually something equals zero or there's some sort of balancing on either side of the equal sign. I can't do it, so I'm just not going to try anymore. And
that's
at that point,
so
you go to the slide.
Should go to, like, I guess this year I'll go to Canada's Wonderland. It's been a while.
You know what? I was thinking that same thing yesterday.
Yeah. Like, it's been a while. Like, Behemoth was like the last dangerous ride I had there, and that's like a ages ago.
I don't even think I went on that.
Like, that's ages ago. I remember my experience very, very well, because I was sitting there, and I think you've seen it before, right? Like, well, it's no longer as tall before, but at one point it was like the tallest ride.
Yeah.
And the longest, and it was like, I think 2 minutes or something.
What's the drop on that? Like, something ridiculous, right?
Yeah, it is, because you can almost see like the whole of the city when you get to the top.
No, and I'm not interested. I don't need that view of the
and
six.
We were going, and I remember my seatbelt thing.
No!
Got hooked. Yes! This no. is why I'll never forget that ride. We were like slowly moving,
because yeah.
it's like straight, you know, level first, and then before you start rising up. And then my seatbelt thing wasn't buckled, and I look at it, and I'm like, oh my god! And then I quickly buckle it as we're moving slowly upwards.
Yo, you could have died!
Seriously, and then we get to the top, like the very first peak, which is like the highest top.
Yeah, that
right
thing.
Before you drop, they stop you there so that you can, you know, admire the view.
So
and
you can
think
break
about your
quickly.
Life.
Yeah.
Yeah. And my friend is like, what if your stuff is not buckled? And then we drop.
First of all, shout out to that friend for being
like,
the worst.
Right?
That seems like something
right?
I would do.
Right? Right?
Terrible.
Oh my
terrible.
God. I almost had a heart attack. Like,
goodness.
Almost. Like, every single time I think about it, I just think about how my body would have just, like, been flinging, like on its way down. Like, that would have been a terrible way down.
Like, I go on roller coasters and imagine, oh my god, what's gonna happen to my phone if it falls? If you fall, yo, you're done. You're done.
I'd rather die than, like, still be alive while I hit the ground. Like, no.
I'd rather die instantly upon coming out of the chair than having to witness myself falling. Not because I'm afraid there's pain at the end, but the inevitable thoughts that are going to run through my mind while I'm falling, be like, yo, you screwed up, dog. All you had to do was buckle a seatbelt and you'd be alive right now. But you didn't, so you're dead. You're done. You don't kick out of this.
And you deserve it for being that stupid.
Yeah, like, you deserve this. It's you. The first person you're going to see is Robb Stark. Why? Because you're both dumb. You deserve every second of it.
That's so funny. Like, nah. It's hilarious.
Just shoot me if I fall out of the seat. I don't know. I'm good.
It's hilarious.
I think it's been like 10 years since I went to Wonderland.
It's been a while for me. I can't remember the last time I went. Probably like 6 years?
I want to go win one of those rigged carnival games.
Yeah.
It's been my goal for the last few years.
Oh my
between going to the X and going to Wonderland, which I haven't been to. I think I can get one where you throw like...
I don't think I've been to the X, actually.
Whoa!
I think I've always thought about going, but I've never actually gone.
All right, we're going to the X.
That's so far away.
The thing with the X is it only lasts 2 weeks. And if you want to go on like a good day, you got to go on like a Tuesday. If you go after 5, it's like $5.
Oh, that's awesome.
Me being the poor person that I am, I know that fact right off the top of my head.
Aren't we all poor?
It's all about the food building.
It is.
I was at the Blue Jay yeah. game a couple weeks ago. They had jerk chicken poutine.
Wow.
I'm sure if I ate that, I would have died.
Wow.
But what a way to go. What a way to go.
That sounds delicious. But yeah, how are you liking it downtown then? Being back in the city.
Downtown's fun.
It is. It is fun.
It's much better in the summer. Because during the winter, you don't want to be outside. But
no.
when you can actually be outside,
it's really
it's
great.
Fantastic. Look at all these
it's
happy
really
people.
Great.
There's nobody miserable. I love this. There are people, I think they're crab walking while doing a squat.
What's going on there?
Fitness. That's what's going on. We should go join them. I mean, I would, but I'm lazy. I also don't have leggings. So, like, you gotta fit in. You gotta fit in if you're gonna join the fitness group.
Oh, I'm so unfit, by the way. I told you how I went to Montreal, and I was climbing Mount Royal.
Ah,
and
yes.
Seriously, when I got to the top, I died.
You just died?
Like, I was just gone. Like, I was, like, breathing.
You just
like,
told them to drag you to the church and hope for the best.
Oh, my gosh. I could not breathe. Like, I was hot and sweating, and my back was aching. Like, everything hurt. Like, it was so terrible. And I'm just like, what is wrong with you? You are 24 years old. Like,
not into physical activity. This one time, I think it was during last winter, last autumn. I was on the bus. I'm sitting on the left side of the bus, kind of a couple rows back behind the driver. And I sneezed. And I sneezed towards my left. And as I came out of the sneeze, like my back went up for 2 days. And it was the same voice in the back of my head be like, yo, you screwed up. What, you sneezed, now you can't walk? What's the matter with you? I've never felt so helpless. It was
so
bad.
That is so funny.
I need to get my fitness levels together. I wanted to run a marathon this year.
Yeah?
I do not have $35 to go running the same place I walk to catch the train, so...
Wait, you have to pay $35?
That's like the early bird fee. Wow. $35. But...
What's the...
Like, that thing went up to... I'm sure it went up to at least
$60. Wow.
I'm not paying $60...
For running.
To run the same place I run to catch the train.
That's
a lot. I do it for free Monday to Friday. You guys can come find me.
I should, like, get, like, a membership at the gym or something. Maybe then I will be forced to go.
No, but then you have to, though.
Yeah, exactly. And then I'll be fit.
Or you can be like these people in the park.
Who, by the way, are not doing anything right now.
Well, yeah, this is the good part. You bang out your 10 squats, and then you hang out under a tree. I wish I was a park fitness person.
Oh my God.
Or, like, one of those really shady hood dudes who are just doing pull-ups on, like, the crosswalk lights. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could be that guy.
You know what I wanna... You know what's interesting is that every time on YouTube, I always see the videos of, like, guys who just start breakdancing in the subway.
Those guys are the worst.
This never has happened to me, ever.
That's because you're in the Toronto subway, not in the New York subway.
Ever.
The New York subway system is the most magical place on earth.
This has never happened to me. I'm like, I'm clearly missing out. Like, what's going on?
Yeah, if you go to New York, it's just... talented buskers and sexual harassment all rolled up into one.
Well, I don't want that other part, but...
Well, I mean, I'm sure there's balance, depending on what time of the day you go.
I'm sure I don't want the other part.
There was this one time this dude came on in, like, a mariachi vest with his guitar, and he starts singing. And the one line I'll never forget, he was singing, he's like, "I don't know about trigonometry, but girl, I know about you and me." Wow. I'm like, I want to give him $20. For that amazing use of trigonometry in hitting on women.
Wow. Whew.
That's a ballad right there. Shakespeare, you're done.
Pickup lines always make me laugh. You.
Oh, they're the greatest thing ever.
They're so hilarious. And the fact that people still use them.
Oh,
yeah. And the fact that people still fall for them.
Yeah, I don't know about them. I've never met one of these people.
That's so interesting.
I was listening to the radio this morning. It's actually a bit I want to steal from my podcast. They read, like, Craigslist misconnections. And some of these people are just full out strange. So apparently, this guy got invited over to this girl's place. And they were going to do whatever they were going to do. But before he got there, she baked a banana bread. So he walks in. And the place smells like banana bread. Apparently, he hadn't eaten anything. So the whole time, he's waiting for her to offer him banana bread. And she never did. I mean, they did whatever they did. And the next morning, he's like, "Maybe I'll finally get some banana bread." No, none. Didn't offer him any.
Oh my God, the banana bread was for her.
Apparently it was. I mean, if you're going to bake and someone's coming over, offer what you're baking. Like, hey.
Well, ask and you shall receive also.
I felt like he received plenty.
Except the one thing he really wanted, which was banana bread.
Which is banana bread. Sometimes in life, you have to make a choice.
Banana bread is awesome. Yeah.
Banana bread's fantastic.
Banana bread is awesome.
I was trying to make fish the other day. Apparently, cooking's hard.
I hate cooking. What kind of fish were you trying to make?
I don't even...
Salmon?
Dude, I just opened the freezer and I saw fish. I was like, all right, cool, I'll make a fish.
See, they were offering salmon in my work cafeteria today.
Salmon, good fish.
And I was gonna order it, but then I remembered my cafeteria at work, and I'm like, I'm not sure I want to do that.
No, don't do cafeteria. Like, don't ever.
I'm not sure that's something I want to do.
It's a scam.
But, yeah.
It's like the opposite of what I thought hospital food was like. Mm. They were like, hey, you want this barbecue? I'm like, this is probably going to taste terrible, but it was fine. You go into a cafeteria and be like, all right, I'm going to get the pizza. That's safe. Tastes like cardboard.
I swear. It's so bad. Especially my cafeteria. Ugh. Don't even want to think about the things that go on in there.
Yeah, I don't... Cafeterias in general. Ever since high school. Yeah. I haven't been a fan.
Everywhere. Hospitals, schools, offices, everywhere.
Is it just like that with cafeterias?
Yeah.
They just don't care?
Well, they're not a restaurant.
Well, you know what? They should be. And maybe people wouldn't bash them.
Like, they can only do so much. But maybe they don't get paid that much, too. So they're like, why should we even make efforts?
You know what? Yeah, that's probably not the most... high-paying job.
Like, you're like, why should we make an effort?
Lunchroom person? Yeah, you probably don't need a degree for that.
Then again, there's so many things.
I'll be honest, they contribute so much more to society than I do.
Good Lord. The degrees are needed for.
Degrees are so useless.
Well, unless...
Nope, just useless.
Unless, I guess, if you're going to medical school.
You know, for a person who claims she's out of shape, you're doing a whole lot of stretching right now. You are reaching for the top.
Unless.
I don't know, man.
By the way, do you miss Ryerson?
Yeah.
No, you're like, I'm glad to not be coming to Dundas Square. Now we come here.
No. Oh, yeah. Well, now we go to one random place in the city with dogs instead of... Remember that time that old guy was... I don't know if he was hitting on you or not.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was weird.
I don't know if he was hitting on me, but yeah, I remember that guy.
That old guy was strange.
But that's
the old guy was trying to, like, hook me up with you. Either way, the old guy...
I remember him. We took a picture, didn't we? I took a picture of both of you.
I took a picture, and every year when Facebook shows me that in the memories, I hit like. And somebody new every year is like, yo, who's this guy you're posing with? I'm like,
oh. Oh my god, that's so funny.
Someone's like, oh, maybe he's a fan of like all the stuff you do on the internet. I'm like, no, he's not. That guy doesn't know what the internet is for sure.
Oh my god, that's so hilarious. Oh, that's good times.
That's a good place.
But now we chill in parks because this is what adults do.
Yeah,
because
we're old. We're washed. Bang, bang, wash gang. We're done.
This is what adults do. They chill in at parks.
Being an adult is trash.
I don't know how to be an adult.
I tried it.
I'm still learning. Like, is there a book on how to be an adult? Things you can do.
See, if it is, it's written by adults. There's no version of an explanation of how to be an adult that would relate to me.
Well, I wouldn't get it because I'm not an adult.
You know what I did the other day? I started a Snapchat account. I can't even say Snapchat. That's how bad I am. I keep calling it ChapSnat, to be honest with you. Like an old...
How is it going, by the way? I've never used that
terribly,
before.
Terribly. I'm not an entertaining person.
You are. You have the YouTube.
Nope.
And you have the the podcast.
Literally, all I've done, I've recorded myself. I recorded, like, the radio playing Justin Bieber. I've recorded me watching wrestling multiple times. And one time I was just walking. It's just my feet. That's it. I don't know why any of you people follow me on Snapchat. I think I'm too old for it.
But that's the age we're living in now. Everything's like, you know, it's gotta be Instagram or Snapchat or Twitter or Facebook.
It's like how I can only watch two TV shows at once. I think I'm only able to be good at maybe tops three social networks.
I don't know. I don't think... I mean, I like the idea of Snapchat. I like the idea that when you put something there, it's only there for a short period of time and then it's gone.
Yeah.
That's an interesting idea. I mean, there's so many tweets that I wish were gone.
Oh, yeah. Mostly. If my Twitter deleted itself every day, I would be so reckless
on Twitter. That would be great. Woo! And then I wouldn't have 40,000 tweets. But...
You do have a lot of tweets.
But...
And you should have more followers, for what it's worth, with a private account.
Ugh. Like my Instagram. And you know...
You could be famous and put me on. I could be the Weeknd to your Drake.
Or it could be the other way.
And then I gotta be like talented.
But you are
I can't
talented.
Even pronounce ChapSnap. Or whatever I was just trying to say.
Did you just say that?
Yeah.
Would you call it Gram Insta? Like
Yeah, Gram Grinstagram or something. I don't know.
Oh my god.
I'm done. I can't. But the neat thing about that one that I can't pronounce. It's like a cheap reality TV show of everyone who you're friends with.
That's
which is pretty
true,
neat,
actually.
But like, hey, this person has good tweets. Let me see what they do on Snapchat.
Yeah.
And it's just like a good couple of minutes. Because it doesn't let you record more than, 10 seconds? You get a good couple minutes of good reality TV. And if you play them all in order, honestly, it's become my favorite TV show.
It's like a story.
I think that's my second TV show. I'm going Game of Thrones and Snapchat.
Oh my gosh.
Fascinating stuff. If I can figure out how to get good at it, I'll be all in.
I guess there is no way to be. I mean, people, that's the thing about social media. You make it your own platform. You make it whatever you want it to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Like, and I would like it to be good, but low key, I want it to be better than everyone else's. Yesterday we had that really good weather. I watched someone take at least 6 pictures of just the grass in front of them. And they're all added to the story, so I have to keep watching 10 seconds of the same shot of grass. I'm like, I don't care. I don't care.
Oh my god.
But then you get an interesting one of like people out at the beach chilling and like, oh, there's a boat. That's a neat boat. Good for that boat. And then you realize you're not around any boats. You're like, I can't top this. Damn, I lost today.
Oh my gosh.
To me, the internet is just one big competition. I'm trying to win.
It almost is, isn't it?
I think that's the worst way to look at it.
Maybe.
Because then you find yourself saying crazy stuff for no reason.
I love the internet. I mean, the internet, it's a beautiful thing. I mean, there's so much going on, so many people doing a lot of stuff. I mean, like Kanye West begging Mark Zuckerberg for $53 million
Kanye West
on Twitter.
Is strange.
I mean, you know, like there's a lot of things going on.
It's the internet. It's the Wild West.
Yeah.
And then you got to deal with crazy people. I'm over crazy people, to be honest. Speaking of crazy people, my dad follows me on Twitter. Man, let me tell you. First of all, this guy, some days he'll come home and be like, yo, look how many retweets I got on this. And I'll be like, I'd say four. Four is not the biggest number, but it's four more than I'm getting on a daily basis.
Oh my gosh.
And he's like having conversations with like AM radio hosts, because that's what he listens to when he's in the car. So he's like, oh yeah, me and this guy, we're boys now. I'm like, what?
And here you are still.
I can't even get a like. I don't get it, man.
Still, that's so funny.
So yeah, if you're all
awesome, though.
If you all want to see a really good tweeter, follow my dad at whatever his name is. I'm not even promoting him. He should be promoting me. I'm trying to put him on Instagram.
I wonder how that would go.
Oh, he's definitely getting more than me.
I do like your Instagram, though.
My Instagram is fascinating. I know how to work.
And it's fascinating.
Because
it's beautiful, because you like, it's like you almost don't see the sides of Toronto. Like, I mean, you pass it every day, but you don't see it as you picture it in your Instagram.
Yeah, because any person who's tagging Toronto, you know exactly what buildings they're tagging.
Mm-hmm.
The tall one, the one with the edges, the one with that arc. It's the same stuff, usually in black and white or some kind of monochrome filter. It's fun if you just go take a picture of some graffiti.
It's fun. And there's a lot of graffiti in the city. I mean, when I was coming from, I guess, was it Ossington Avenue? There's like a ton of them.
Ossington's got great stuff.
Yeah, they have good, looks like they have good restaurants, like they were good places. Like, and it's not like, you know,
yeah, out,
like shouty kind of thing. It's just like low key.
Yeah,
and
it's
I
like it's, that. It's not like,
it's like very homey.
Like when you go downtown, it's all glass. This is all brick. It feels like home. Yeah, you're right.
Very, seems kind of like authentic.
It seems like a place you could live.
Mm.
It's nice. I like it there.
Definitely.
This one time I was walking around Little Portugal for some reason. Oh no. I was on Twitter at work, which you shouldn't do, kids. Don't be like me. And someone posted a mural of like the Silver Surfer and Galactus.
Silver Surfer and Galactus?
I'm like, oh, this is a really cool mural. And then I read the hashtags for it. It said Toronto. So I'm like, I'm finding this. This is how I spend the next hour of my day at work.
Trying to find it.
I'm just trying to find an intersection. So I talked to this one guy, he's like, oh, it's by this pizza place, by this intersection. Just get to the intersection, go up the road. So I'm like, all right, wicked. I Google it. It's like a 40-minute walk.
Yeah.
So I'm like, not that hot. Not that cold. It's a nice-looking mural. I could probably flip like 50 likes on it. Yeah, I'll take a walk. Thing is, though, which way is up the road? That's not a real direction. So I walked there, I found the pizza place, and then I'm trying to figure out which way is up. Because one way is just houses, the other two ways are like traffic and streets and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the other way was, there were so many side roads. I know it has to be in one of those side roads, but I don't want to look like the crazy person just investigating side roads with the camera phone. So I have a general idea of where this epic mural is. I just need like a team of people to go with me and scavenge the streets for graffiti. That should be the subtitle of my Instagram. Scavenger Streets for Graffiti.
You should do a podcast about it while you're going.
I can make that work.
Yeah.
Want to go with me? What are you doing right now?
Right now? Well, sitting here talking to you.
Wow. Yeah, I wouldn't want to go on that trek either right now. You know, there's so many alleys and it's not exactly bright out. I'm not.
Oh my gosh, it's getting darker.
Plus, every once in a while, I walk downtown, and I feel like people know I don't live downtown.
What? You totally look like...
I was walking here today, and two people... Every time I get to, like, Bathurst, there's always people running, working on their marathon fitness for whatever reason.
Like, even here, too, like, a lot of people are, like, running and jogging and doing exercises.
And whenever they run past me, it always makes me jump. But then I hate myself because it's not like they're running fast. They're just, like, bobbing up and down. Why am I so startled? Like, I was looking at the one guy, I'm like, hey, man, what's wrong with you? And then, like, I realized he could probably hear me thinking that, because he was so close to me still.
Oh, my gosh.
It didn't make any sense. These people.
No, but that's okay. I mean, like, I feel like that's okay for, like, how big of a city Toronto is, especially with all the weirdos, too, as well. Like,
yeah, there's a lot of weirdos. Yeah. They balance out the runners.
So, like, you get dumped if someone... Like, it's like the other day, and by the way, this is probably completely different, maybe. I was walking from my friend's place, and I was crossing this bridge, which is close to Portland Street, actually, just, like, a few streets down.
Yellow Bridge?
Yeah. Yeah. So beautiful, by the way.
Love that bridge.
But it's kind of creepy in the night. I mean, it's beautiful at night, but it's creepy. And this guy
comes up to me. You feel much better about it during the day.
Right? This guy comes up to me, and he actually walks behind me and says, hey. And I'm listening to loud music here.
At this point, I'm running.
So I feel him, and I'm like, what the? Like, and then he's like, hey, how are you doing? And I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Like, why are you talking to me?
Like, he's like, I just wanted to know what you're doing tonight. And I was like, thinking we should hang, and I'm like, so you come to my back, like, you're not my friend, like I don't know you from Adam, so like, why would you be coming to the back of, like, it's almost the middle of the night, like, it's close to midnight, and I'm walking on a bridge, like, you know, it's late, and I'm listening to music, and you thought that it's a good idea to come to my back and say hey. No, and then he starts looking at me like he's getting pissed at me for to him the way I'm reacting. Like,
whoa, people are the worst. Honestly.
I was so shocked. Like, and the stuff that I see, like, generally is just so funny in the city. Like, he was actually angry at me. He looked like he was angry with me for reacting the way that I did. Like,
I imagine he was, because, like, he's the worst person in the world.
Like, but you just don't do that to someone. Like, you don't.
Some of these people have no common sense.
You don't. Like... He's lucky that I wasn't one of those, like, you know, people that, like, just get, like, a knife or something.
Could have had,
like,
pepper spray. Like, you could have.
Pepper spray. Remember that crazy guy? Remember that park that I used to stay at close to, that time in the first year, right? That park we used to walk through. And I remember, I don't know if I told you this, about how one guy was, like, he came up to me at midnight when I was coming back from the library and, like... he was yelling, first of all, he wanted to talk to me in the middle of the night. I don't know why guys want to talk to me in the middle of the night. Like, I get it, yes, this lonely girl walking on the street, but hey, I'm coming and going somewhere.
I'm in the middle of a journey.
I didn't just, like, pop up here so that, like, you know, I'm actually, like, I had somewhere I was going to.
Yeah.
And he just comes up to me, and he's like, I want to talk to you. I'm like, what do you want to talk to me about at 12 a.m.? He's like, I want to talk to you. Please, can I talk to you? And, like, I'm so freaked out because, first of all, I'm the only one in the park. So I just start running.
You know what? I can't even argue with that.
I remember recounting the story to one of my friends. And he's like, the next time someone does that, what you should do is that, you know, you seem like a calm, nice person. Just start yelling,
You know what? Yeah.
And they will run because...
That's straight out of the Book of Fresh Prince.
Even if you do that to a crazy person, they will...
No, you know what?
They will gain sense in that minute. No, you know what?
The crazy person might try to engage you in the contest. And then you're just two crazy people going, in the middle of a night in the park. And nobody wants that. At that point, you're both getting arrested. And when the cops come, they know the crazy person. They're going to be like, what's your problem?
They'll be like, but why are you doing this?
Like, didn't you just come from a library? Aren't you, like, knowledgeable?
It's so funny.
Yeah, don't yah people. There's the moral of this podcast. Don't yah.
You should probably title that podcast.
I'm thinking about it. I don't know how many A's are in yah. I don't even think it starts with a letter. It just makes a sound. Ah.
Oh, that's so funny. That's hilarious.
I don't know, man. People don't have sense. But
it's that's downtown. Toronto. It's beautiful, you know? It welcomes all kinds of people.
Yeah, the worst people and then some decent people.
Yeah.
And luckily the decent people usually outweigh the crazy people.
Yeah. It is great.
I could just wander this place forever, man.
It is beautiful. All the kids have gone to sleep. Oh, no. Actually, older kids came out to play basketball.
Another one.
I could totally be doing that. It's so close.
You could develop a jump shot.
Like, well, on that note.
On that note, don't nod, people.
Lessons we've learned.
Lessons we've learned.
One. Two.
Yeah, let's recap. Let's recap everything.
Mm-hmm.
Did we talk about wedding stuff?
Yes.
On the podcast? Or?
But no.
Should we? Okay, well, I'll tell the short version of this. I went to a wedding a couple weeks ago, and my mom introduced me to some lady who I knew in 1991, who expected me to know her and all the details about her. Because, you know, you're knowledgeable about things at three.
Yes. Yes, you are. I don't like it. Like I've said before, like, I don't understand how people think that I will remember them when I was 5 or 4 or, like, 2 or, like, if you've not been constantly in my life, like, I don't remember. I don't know how you think. Like, if we only met once, why would I remember?
I can meet somebody last week and not know them.
Still, that's true.
If I don't see you popping up on my phone via various notifications from social networks, I don't know you, man. You better like a tweet or something.
Oh, my gosh.
We ain't cool.
But that's life for you.
That is life. That is life in the 21st century.
Always ask the question why.
All right. So, name of your website.
So, my website now is called addictedtothetheater.blogspot.ca, which should not be confused with the lady who writes theater reviews of actual theater work.
Oh, no.
I know. Like, I didn't even notice this until someone was actually searching for my blog, and they're like, I thought you watched movies. And I'm like, I do. And they're like, but this is about plays. And I'm like, that's not my blog. So please, once again, addictedtothetheater.blogspot.ca. We should probably change that to something else. But I've always loved that. I had it first.
Or we're just going to go use the power of social media to squeeze out this lady.
Ah.
I mean, I know what I'm down for.
But yes, that's me, and that's where I write about movies that we like and that we don't like. And we talk about shows too. And sometimes the blog is lonely, but don't worry, we'll be back when we find something interesting. Yeah.
You may or may not be on Twitter. People will never know. People will never know.
I am on Twitter.
But you'll never find her.
But yes, as most things. Just like I hope they don't find me on Facebook. But that seems not to be working at the moment.
Yeah, you know what? Don't look for her. Don't look for her.
Let's rewind a few seconds to when I was telling the story about the lady at the wedding who knew me when I didn't really remember her. The worst thing that happened in that story happened about 10 minutes after the conversation went down, because she was like, oh, it's really disappointing that you don't know me, because you and my daughter, you guys used to play together when you were little, and oh, you guys were so cute. And I was just like, haha, well, there's nothing I can do about that. And I kind of just, you know, maneuvered my way out of the conversation. And about 10 minutes later, I ended up out of the corner of my eye looking over to their table. And I saw this girl there who I can honestly say was top 2 most attractive people in the room. And it hit me like a bag of bricks that had to be her daughter. And almost immediately, I could feel the little characters in my head digging through, like, the filing cabinets of my brain, looking for something I could bring up from 1991, because good lord, you ever be out and you see someone who's so attractive it doesn't make any sense? Yeah, this was that, and all I needed was to bring up a random fact about 1991, and I couldn't do it, mainly because my life is a tragedy. As much as it is a comedy. Thanks to Effie for coming through the show again. It's always a pleasure to have you. Anytime you want to come on and promote addictedtothetheater.blogspot.ca or one of your private social media accounts, I'd love to have you. And before we go, you know what? I'm going to promote all my stuff. So here we go. If you want to find me on ChapSnat or Stantagrim or SoundCloud or Twitter, basically anywhere you need me, you can find me at That CSA Guy. If you want to look up old videos on YouTube, GeniusBoy88. And if you want to hit the website, thatcsaguy.wordpress.com. If you got the time, I highly encourage you to head on over to iTunes, Google Play Music, or Podomatic to leave a quick rating, review, or comment. Heck, whatever you want to do to show love to the show, then please don't let me stop you. Other than that, that's it. We're done for another week. That wraps it up from here. You have been listening to the Fry Cook on Venus podcast. And as always, if you see the most beautiful woman in the world, you tell her I owe her a coffee.
All right, that's it.
Well, it's been fun.
It's been real. I'll see you in a year.
You've got to be kidding.